Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories now. A devastating increase in market stall rents will not be scrapped, City Council confirms. New homes built to meet needs for city's traveller community. Fears Anglia Square homes will put pressure on city doctors.
GP surgeries near Anglia Square are already too full to take on the thousands of extra patients the revamp of the site would create, warn health bosses. Four of the doctor's surgeries nearest the Norwich Shopping Centre, where developers are seeking permission to build 1,100 new homes as part of a major facelift, are at capacity. Health chiefs say Prospect Medical Centre, Lawson Road Surgery, Castle Partnership, Gurney and Magdalen Medical Practice are all full. They say a fifth, Oak Street Medical Practice, has limited capacity, which would quickly be filled when people move into the first phases of the development, should developer Western Homes secure permission for the scheme. Up to 1,100 homes are proposed at the 11.5-acre site, along with retail and commercial space. And the Norfolk and Waveney Health and Care Partnership, which brings together health and care organisations, has told the developers and City Hall the project has the potential to heap pressure on services.
A Norwich man strolling home from a long shift got a shock after plunging down a drain and being stuck up to his hip. Ricky Godfrey, 42, an HGV driver, was walking home after a night shift at 7 a.m. on Friday, June 17, when the incident occurred. He was walking his daily route along Pfeiffer's Lane when he had to walk on the edge of the path. Ricky explained, "The path along Pfeiffer's Lane is really overgrown, so I had no choice but to walk close to the curb. I do it every day. As I stepped on what I realised was a drain cover, it flicked up and I fell down it." Ricky said that around four cars went around him while he had his leg stuck down the drain, but nobody stopped to help him. Ricky added, "That particular drain cover has a hinge, but it had come off the hinger, so as I stood on it, it just went through. It has since been fixed."
A dozen vision-impaired history lovers were given a special behind-the-scenes introduction to Norwich's shoe manufacturing heritage when they received a special sensory experience at the Bridewell Museum of Norwich. The members of sight loss charity Vision Norfolk's Heritage Group were invited to a special session where they were able to get their hands on with a variety of artefacts from the museum's extensive collection of items linked to the city's shoemaking past. A particular highlight was the unveiling of a newly discovered rare 1954 Norvic shoe advertisement in Braille, which one of the group was able to read out loud, the first time that museum staff had heard the exact wording of the advert. Assistant curator at the museum, Bethan Holdridge, talked about Norwich's long history in the shoe trade, illustrating their talk with many items from the museum's collection, which the group were able to handle.
Market traders are ready to go to war with City Hall over an 8.3% hike in rents. Business owners claim the extra charges could see some stalls go under. But City Hall is refusing to budge even in the face of growing anger. Norwich City Council told traders it would be increasing rents last month. This led to fears some may go bust due to the added cost pressure on top of spiralling prices for stock, COVID recovery and a cost of living crisis putting people off spending. But council bosses have said they need the cash to pay for services. Trader Josh Worley pleaded for a rethink, warning an integral part of the city faces a tough future. At Tuesday's council meeting, Mr. Worley said, "Traders need more support than ever, yet this council has decided instead to raise our rents by 8.3%, costing some businesses on the market hundreds more pounds a month. Additionally, traders were given no warning about this rent increase, meaning businesses which might struggle to keep up with the rent increase had no time to consider their next steps. Mr. Worley added that it was a devastating blow to the people who keep the market going. Adam Giles, the city council member responsible for the Norwich market, said the authority appreciates the financial challenges faced by traders. However, Mr. Giles said traders have been supported during COVID with rent discounts, and from 2016 to 2021, the council has not raised rent by the retail price index increase, a measure of inflation the council uses to set rents. Mr. Giles said footfall remains strong and there would also be no increase in service charges, and would work to make the market as attractive as possible. He added, "The council is, I'm afraid, under significant financial pressure and needs to maintain services it provides to the most vulnerable."
A senior councillor has described the evacuation of a block of flats over a series of safety concerns as deeply shocking. Beth Jones, Norwich City Councillor with responsibility for housing, said she was also disappointed that the residents who were forced to leave St Peter's House near the castle had yet to be allowed back home. The apartment block in Cattle Market Street was deemed unsafe by council officers in April after several safety issues were highlighted. All those living in its 53 flats were forced to move out. Ms. Jones told a full council meeting at City Hall this week, "5 years after the Grenfell tragedy, the case of St Peter's House was deeply shocking, with a large property in central Norwich being occupied without any power, working fire protection or alarm systems, and many serious breaches of building and housing regulations. This necessitated rapid action from many council officers to address a clearly dangerous situation and provide considerable support to those displaced." Ms. Jones added, "It is disappointing that 2 months following the action we took to keep residents safe, that the developer of the block has not taken the action necessary for us to lift the emergency prohibition order and get leaseholders and tenants back into their flats. And power has been reconnected to the vacant block, but other safety works remain outstanding."
Improved facilities are being built to accommodate Gypsy, Romani and traveller families in the city. Broadland Housing is overseeing the development of 13 new larger pitches in the Swanton Road traveller site next to the former Milecross Recycling Centre. These new pitches will be offered to existing families in Swanton Road to allow for the older site to be refurbished to what the council described as modern standards. This refurbishment will take place to reduce the current 21 pitches to 18 in order to accommodate larger pitches and amenity blocks. New pitches include parking for two caravans with full utility connections and a larger accommodation block, also known as day rooms, containing an entrance hall, living, kitchen and dining room, a bathroom and toilet. It comes as a recent assessment was carried out across the Greater Norwich area, showing there was a need for between 29 and 50 pitches between 2022 and 2038. The new site for 13 pitches in Swanton Road will be extended by a further 3 if planning permission is granted for a new application. City Councillor Mike Stonard, Labour Cabinet Member, with responsibility for inclusive and sustainable growth, said the new pitches at Swanton Road will enable vital modernisation of the current facilities and provide further homes needed for the community. These help to meet the need for accommodation for Gypsy, Romani and traveller families across Greater Norwich. Construction works are due to be completed soon, with the first people anticipated to move in during July. The City Council provided the land for the new homes and supported a bid to Homes England, which part-funded the construction. Broadland Housing Association took over managing the Swanton Road Traveller site in July 2021. Michael Newey, Chief Executive of Broadland Housing, said, "The Gypsy, Roma and Traveller communities all too often face discriminatory attitudes."
Fraudsters pretending to be retailers have been scamming people in Norfolk by sending them items they did not order and then attempting to make them arrange payment. Trading Standards received a number of reports of people receiving letters and items from the scammers, which sometimes claimed to be from J.D. Williams, before they attempted to make them set up a direct debit by asking for bank details. The scam sees unsolicited goods arrive at the homes of targets before they are then spammed with letters asking them to provide their bank details to set up a direct debit to pay for the items. Parcels arrive with no return address to enable people to send the items back.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Alex Holmes was the sound recordist. So from me, Lorna Jesty, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.